You're listening to the 2-Minute Time Lord, 120 seconds of concentrated commentary.
Hi, I'm Chip. It's March 16, and this is the 2-Minute Time Lord podcast. To say that Big Finish is in a challenging position these days is an understatement. Sure, they're the main game in town for Doctor Who audio dramas, and Doctor Who's insanely popular, but Doctor Who's insanely popular because there's this TV show for the last 5 years that Big Finish didn't have to contend with at first. And speaking of TV shows, there are two additional spin-offs, three if you count the Tin Dog coming soon. And speaking of Tin Dogs, there's also a bumper crop of podcasts with hours of free audio content for Doctor Who lovers, mostly nonfiction, of course. And speaking of free audio content, there's also a problem of piracy that Big Finish faces. Jason Hay Gallery talked with me about that one in episode 77 of the podcast. And we haven't even taken into account the fact that lots of people, especially outside the UK, just aren't wired for audio drama anymore. So the fact that Big Finish has been so remarkably successful over the years is nothing short of, well, remarkable. Here's what Big Finish has going for it. First of all, they did put the Eighth Doctor on the map. We've had Paul McGann playing the Doctor and making his mark on the role far more than 2 hours of television did. And more broadly, there's this limitless canvas that the audio format provides. It's relatively easy for a listener to suspend disbelief if the story's done well. We have classic doctors with slightly more ragged voices, but none of the old show's cheaper props and special effects. So you can use your imagination without having things conflicting with it on the screen. My 8-year-old's not yet ready for the scariest stuff on television, but he's still picking up on Doctor Who from his old man. He and I have been able to share in Blood of the Daleks, the first Eighth Doctor and Lucy Miller audio story, and the drama in that story is easier for him to handle, and it's definitely engaging his imagination. You don't have to follow the whole line to find some good stuff, like Leviathan, or Blood of the Daleks, or the Council of Nicaea. Talk online and share suggestions with other fans and explore the possibilities of classic doctors in brand new adventures. Brand new adventures that keep these old characters and concepts timeless. And that's your 2-Minute Time Lord podcast for March 16. Next time, some thoughts about one of these doctors that Big Finish helped turn my opinion around on. You can find me on the web at twominutetimelord.com. On Facebook and Twitter, look for numeral 2-Minute Time Lord. And of course, the podcast is available for subscription on iTunes. Thanks for listening.